Amen. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to go back to where I left off last week and paint a word picture for you, and then Kevin's going to come up and and share. There's some things that he wants to do, and so we're going to kind of tag team. And if you want to turn to Psalms 118, verse 5, such a powerful psalm, a psalm for this year for our nation. Bobby Connor had identified it as the psalm to meditate on. It is full of good things and brings you to a place of not fearing man, but trusting the Lord. That's a good place to come to. That's a great place to come to. And I'm going to read out of the Passion Translation this verse this morning. And in verse 5 says, out of the deep anguish and pain I prayed. And God, you helped me as a father. You came to my rescue and you broke open the way into a beautiful and a broad place. And I want to paint a better picture of what this, I've been intrigued about what is the broad place. And we're in our culture and our mentality of instant everything, things happening so fast. I cried out to the Lord and boom, I woke up the next morning and there I was, broad place, you know. And it actually, reality, I mean, even I was, look, and it's like, it's actually the process of your life. And it's the place the Lord wants to get you to, has for you and brings you to, but it's not necessarily that fast. There's not a time frame on it. It doesn't have to take 63 years. But it also probably won't take a moment either. And so we need to define this. What is the broad place? What is the place that he brings us to that is termed in this passage as the broad place? It's a spacious place. It's a place where there's, and you start to look at this. If you're searching for a house or a home to buy, you look for the home and house that's right for you, and you envision yourself living there, especially if you're looking for the place that's your dream house. Where can we expand? Where can we have children? Where can we, where do we have room to live the life at our home that we want to live in? And so you want some room and some acreage, and you want you don't want to be hemmed in. You want a little bit of space, you know, you want a little bit of area there, and maybe a lot of area. And, spiritually, this is what the Lord wants to bring you to. He wants to bring you to the place where you can expand, where you can grow, where you can come into fullness, where you're not hemmed in, where everything that you want to do, you can't go there because it's beyond your property line. You can't build there because it's the place where you can come into the fullness. It's a place where you can live in this liberty, this freedom. And so especially spiritually, we want to come to that place where we're at liberty. The greatest freedom is the freedom to be able to know the Lord and follow the Lord. That's the greatest freedom. Freedom that just serves the flesh and is addicted to the flesh and the desires of the flesh, that's actually not freedom at all. That's fake. That's an illusion. It's presented, it's advertised, but that's not freedom. Just getting to do what you want, not being responsible for what you should be responsible for, not listening, not having to obey any rules. Like when we were young, we're like, man, I can't wait to leave home so I don't have to follow rules. I can't wait to go to college so I don't have to pick up my clothes anymore, right? I've been to some of the college dorms. that our young people lived in. They're scary places. I don't even feel safe in them. No rules, but Lord Jesus. So just having freedom, that's not a goal. Just having no rules, just having no responsibilities, just not considering anything or anybody around you, that's freedom. Freedom is being able to know the Lord, to serve, to be fully who you want to be, and the picture is Jesus, and the picture is becoming a person where nobility, your kingship, your sonship, it brings with it responsibilities that you want to be able to fulfill. I want to show up and I want to do my part. I want to show up and I want to be an influence. I don't want to just live as a hermit. I want to influence for the good, because if I don't influence for the good and I don't show up, evil things will take my place. That's a guarantee. That's the nature of the planet. Plant a garden and take care of it, or guess what grows all by itself? Does anybody here plant weeds if you're a gardener? Have you ever planted a weed that you know of? Don't answer that. Some of you don't answer that. We don't plant those things. They come up on their own. They're part of the curse. And they strangle out what's good if they aren't dealt with and reckoned with. So the same with our spirit. We want to be able to grow, come into a good place, grow, want to build in there. And so I had this picture. I'm trying to get a better grip on it because I'm grasping this myself. I'm not going to draw in front of you. That wouldn't be good. But on my piece of paper that none of you are going to see, I drew a line. A long line across my sheet of paper, and that represented the broad place. And then I drew a stick man. That was me. When we were singing the Praise is a Highway song, when we come to lift up your head, I'm like, sometimes we have trouble interpreting that. I'm still not sure I have the right interpretation for those words, but every time we're in praise and worship and you lift up your heads and you open wide the gates, and our arms are always this openness, it opens things, you know, and there's this demonstration, there's this posture that is this lifting up in praise and worship, and it's a whole nother realm of authority when you can lift up your head and praise. Think of the last time you were really crashed emotionally. Your countenance had fallen right off of your face. You were hopeless, you were depressed, you were in despair, like, and then imagine praising in that moment. That's probably when it really counts, and that's when it's really hard, and that's when we usually don't go there. Like, no, don't tell me. Give thanks. No. Be happy. Be thankful. No. Let's go to church. No, no. Let's worship. No. I got problems. You know, this is what goes on in the secret places of our household. So it's that when you do that, like, it opens up things, but it's hard. When you need it most, it's really hard to do that. It's hard to open up. And so here's this stick figure, this place in a broad place standing, and then I drew a line. And I envisioned Bethesda. Siri, I ain't got no time for you. So I drew an umbrella. I'm not going to show you the picture. But in this broad place, I was so aware there's a covering there. There's a place there. There's an atmosphere created. And we bought some canopies this year for the church that we've used. I think I've put one up 5 times. There's just all these, and it's neat when you put it, it creates an atmosphere. Even if it doesn't rain, you put up the canopy and it creates something. It's neat. It creates a gathering place. I mean, before it's the backyard or the front yard or wherever you put it up. Then you put that up and it creates something. I don't know how it does it. It's just a canopy. There's no walls, but it creates an atmosphere. And in the Lord, there's truly a covering, and we are under all of the provision of the Lord. We always are, but it's about coming into realizing what all is over us. And his salvation. You come to this broad place. In this place, then, you're under salvation and you're under deliverance. You're delivered. There's freedom. There's liberties. There's mercy. There's grace. There's provision. In this place, there's provision. In this place, the favor of the Lord is on your life. You're aware, you're walking in the broad place. You're walking with the Lord's favor. You make a mistake, and he fixes it three times over. That'd be a good place to be in. I have an accident. No worries. The Lord takes care of it. Someone steals from me. It's all right. My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills on 1,000 planets. I mean, he's rich beyond that's. As long as I'm blameless, I'm in a good place. It is boom. He'll just supply. And then even when it was my fault, he'll help me anyways. Because he's just so good. He's so gracious. So in this broad place that we come, the Lord wants to bring you to, when you cry out in your anguish, when you cry out in your despair, I want you to really get a picture of, this is where the Lord's taking me. He's taking me to this place where there's provision. And my foundation, I ran across a scripture in Psalms 89:14. It says, righteousness and justice are the foundation. So we stand on this place where righteousness and we're standing on things being solid and firm and right and just. It's one of the big cries of our life, injustices. That's not fair, we cry out. But the foundation of this broad place, the subfloor, the base of it, is that it's righteousness. It's the Lord's righteousness. It's the Lord's justice. And it says in that same psalm, his mercy and his truth go before his face. Like even out of head of him is mercy and truth rolling, emanating from him. Neat pictures, aren't they? The Lord wants to bring you to that place. I believe that we need to come to a place where we go, I believe there is a broad place for me. Hopelessness will set in and say, it doesn't exist. I'm never going to get there. But you have to, I'm going to get to this place where I live in a different realm. It's true. It's will be true. Like, it really does exist. There is a place to come to. It's not just heaven. It's not only there. It's here. And there's a place you can come to where you're living under the reality of this covering, this umbrella of all the Lord's provision. If you can, you know how an umbrella has all these sections, like look like pie, around the umbrella, and as if there was some attribute of God written on every piece of that umbrella, every pie, like there are things and they're over you. It's a reality you walk. Like we write things, we get umbrellas and they have logos or they, you know, advertise a sports team or they do something. And this umbrella has all the attributes of the Lord over it, on it. Like it's over you. And you walk, and when you have this, when you're in this place, then you have that covering. You walk with him. That's a neat picture. I don't want to just bait you with that picture. I can't quite move off of this subject. The Lord wants to bring us to that place. And there is a place that exists that he wants to bring us to. So Kevin was just relating to this, and he's like, wow, I'm just thinking, meditating on this word. And then there were some things that he wanted to do. And so I want to give him some time to share some of that and just lay that out for us today. I think it'll be really good. So, do you want this headset? Do you want this?
Is there any way to be creative?
Yes. I don't think iTunes is working on there. Yeah. We have some computer problems, but we're going to fix it. So I'm going to put something on my iPad.
Okay.
Samuel, yeah.
These are my notes for today, so I hope you guys brought your lunch with you. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, Jesus. Man, so what Rick is talking about lately is something that it's just a testimony in my own life. And it was so cool for him to just be sharing the heart of the Lord the same time I'm going through exactly what he's talking about. And for me, I didn't really make the connection until I came into the broad place. And if you guys look again in the Passion Translation, is amazing because it's so specific. It says, out of my deep anguish and pain, I prayed. And back before I started to come to Fellowship of the Beloved, I shared my testimony. And the phrase for my testimony was just, power in transparency. And I've just found that to be, if nothing else, like I want my life to be so transparent that you can see me in my struggle and you can see me in the broad place, you know, and that's why it's so amazing to be in a safe place like this. And it wasn't usually our deep anguish and pain isn't necessarily because of outside things. It's usually always because of something internally that the Lord is wanting to do. He's wanting to burn up something in my heart. He's wanting to change something in my life. And because it's my flesh fighting against my spirit, it makes it deep anguish and pain. And in that moment, it seems like I often share about the dark nights that I go through into the mountaintop, back into a dark night, into a mountaintop process. And I feel like it's just because of the prayers that are truly in my heart to be changed into the image of Jesus. And we can't be transformed into his image when everything is just good, like all the time, without stuff wanting to be burnt up in us. And so I had been in this, and it kind of just came on suddenly, but it was deep anguish and pain. Like, I was miserable, deep anguish and pain. I kept on telling Jenna, like, I just feel like I'm bleeding to death. And like, nothing had happened outside. It was an internal thing. And to the point, I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to listen to worship. I didn't want to read. And at work one day, it was just on my heart to listen to a teaching. And it was within moments of the teaching that I hear the man teaching say that he had gone through the exact same thing that I seemed to be in that moment. He didn't give specifics. It was just a deep anguish and pain that he was talking about. And instantly, I was like, it was this arrow of freedom shot to my heart. There was like hope restored instantly as soon as I found out that someone had went through deep anguish and pain and had overcome. And in this process, there was no amount of counsel. Like, I had friends like, oh, brother, it's going to be great, you know, like, and I love them for it. But man, it didn't break through. No worship song, no Jenna praying for me. Like, I needed God to deliver me. I needed God to deliver me. And one of the things that he said was so powerful. He said that everything we receive from the kingdom always comes in a seed form. Everything we get, every revelation, everything, every promise that we get, it always comes in a seed form. And it's a process, it's a journey. And it seems like the process is the pain and the journey. But when you step into, when it says, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but then a tree of life, it bears fruit. And it's stepping into the broad place, but allowing the Lord to bring us through the journey. Because he's not in a hurry. God is not in a hurry. He would much rather me go through this journey with him. He would much rather me go through something that's painful and anguish to get me to cry out to him. He doesn't necessarily want me to be here today and instantly transformed into his image tomorrow. He does, but he would rather walk with us through this journey. And so just some of the things that he's been speaking to me about the journey, and there was a time when I would allow, I would determine my growth based upon the accuracy of my gift, which was such a shallow confidence. What I'm learning now is that I'm growing more confident as being a son through trial than I am just a gift. Because he's meeting me here, and he's teaching me how to walk and how to love. There's levels of love that we aren't even able to even receive until we're caught up with him in glory. I'm asking the Lord, and I hope it's okay just sharing my heart fully, because I always ask, like, Lord, what's your word? Like, God, what's the word? Like, give me your word, Lord. And he's like, man, you aren't even in a place to carry my heart, let alone my word. Like, all you would do with my word is just hurt more people. How about you just start asking God, what's your heart? And so even in that, there's such a vast chasm between carrying the word of the Lord and carrying the heart of the Father. From him, they're one and the same. But in me, I receive the word, and it transforms my heart into his first. And it's just the process. Like, we have to be cut away. We have to have the hard edges chipped off, and that when we speak, it's seasoned with salt and mercy and grace. But I don't understand that here. Because, and Jesus is always in the future. He's always out here calling to me from the future into the future. He's always saying, like, man, I know that you look better tomorrow than you do today. And a lot of the times, because it's our life, like, we don't see that. I don't see that there's hope in this. I don't see that there's a breakthrough in this while you're going through it. And so what was really on my heart to do is just because it was something that the Lord actually laid on my heart last Sunday. When we read a scripture about Philip, who was translated, this passage of scripture has completely been, like, reformed for me. Of course, I believe that that happened naturally. But there's a spiritual translation that also takes place. And it seems as though you may have been going through the process, and then instantly something just crazy happens overnight, and you are translated from this dark place into this broad place. It was a process, and it was a journey that you've gone through, but the Lord will literally take everything that you learned and went through in this season and catch it up to you right now. Like, you've lost nothing. You've lost nothing. God is going to translate everything you've gone through, the process that you've walked through. He's going to quicken your spirit in the broad place, and you'll see you've lost nothing. You've gained Christ. You've gained everything in a moment. So the Lord had laid on my heart to write a prophetic word for everybody. And there was so much grace on this. Like, I can't even believe you, like, just sitting before the Lord to catch his heart for you. And there was multiple different ways that, and it's all scripture. This is all seed. This is all seed that I believe that what the Lord is really wanting to do in this moment, in this broad place we're coming into, is to just teach us how to hear this still small voice all the more. So the next time that the winds and the waves come, and the earthquake and the fire, we can lean in. Like, we can lean in and just be still in our hearts and know that he is God over everything, over the external situation, over the internal thing that he's wanting to burn up. Last night at Atwell, there was a prophetic word that came, and it was, God doesn't play rock, paper, scissors. He's not standing in front of our enemy hoping to throw a scissor when the enemy throws paper. He just throws fire and it burns everything up. We don't have to play rocks, paper, scissors with our emotions, with our feelings, the things that we're going through. We get to just partner with God and just throw fire. And even in that, though, there's things that He's wanting to burn up in my life. I could come with bushels and bushels of chaff, and it not even come close to just 1 ounce of gold. He's not concerned of how much I have. He's concerned about the purity of what I have. And He'll use any means necessary to purify my heart. And so every one of these words is so specific. This is what I felt. I leaned in, I prayed, and I just asked the Lord, like, Lord, what are You saying to Jenna? Lord, what's the word that You're saying over Jenna's life? She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. And using this as a seed, letting it take root in our heart, leaning into this, the Lord is going to take us on a journey. He's going to take us on a journey through the scriptures. He's going to take us on a journey of leaning in and hearing His heart when we take this seed and we plant it into our hearts. He's going to come and He's going to water it. He's going to come and He's going to bring growth to it. It may change us, but unless we're changing, we're not growing. I lived a life of get up, you know, every day the same, go to bed, get up, go to, I never changed. There was no change in my life. There was no growth in my life. And the Lord is wanting to bring change because He desires that we grow. And so I know that these words are so specific, whether it be an invitation to you, whether it be a kiss from the Lord, whether it be, you know, your life verse, whatever it may be. I know that the Lord is speaking these specific things over you. And if we will lean into this, not only will He continue to bring us into a broad place, but it'll be a broad place where we bear fruit and that we are equipped then for the next season of our lives, whatever that might look like, another trial, another tribulation. Because the amazing thing is God doesn't come and sit on our gifting. He comes and enthrones Himself on our character. And unless I get that worked out in my own life, it may be a performance, but there'll be no presence. And I want the presence of God and the glory of God in my life personally more than anything else. And I want to be transformed into His image. I know this is the cry of all of your guys' hearts. So I'm going to have Jenna help me pass these out. Please forgive me if I don't think I did. But please forgive me if somebody doesn't get one, I'll make sure that you do. Okay. So what I want to do is just take a minute, and maybe we could turn that up for a second. Oh, he could do it back there? Great. And I just want to lean in. I just really want to lean into the Lord and hear Him saying that over you. To just meet us right where we're at, right here. Right here. Jesus. Jesus, bring us into that broad place, Lord, like You promised. Yeah, Lord, where we could breathe again. Lord, where we could see again. We could sing again. God, we thank You for the journey. We thank you for the hard place, Lord. Because you love us so much. Jesus. Father, I thank you that your word says that when we ask, it is given to us. And that what we seek, we find. When we knock, it's open. Lord, and in light of that, there's one thing that we desire. That which we will seek, that we would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. God, and that goodness and mercy would follow us. And knowing that, we would hear, Lord, that we would hear a voice like a trumpet. We would look and behold a door standing open in heaven, and a voice saying, come up here. God, that we would walk with wisdom, the law of kindness on our lips, Lord, hearing you say to us that you love that we look at you with dove's eyes. God, let us be strong and courageous, Lord, knowing that you are with us and that you will fight with us and for us, Lord. All we have to do is be still. Because all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. God, lead us into green pastures, Lord. Lead us beside still waters. God, let us have hope that no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. Let us hear the sweet whisper of the King saying, come away with me, my beloved. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let us continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness, knowing that we will be filled to continue to hunger. That we would be planted like trees beside streams of living water. Being still and knowing that you are God. Jesus. Thank you for your peace, Lord.